Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, the stabbing thing, I guess there have always been stabbings, but it does seem, you know, everybody's videotaping everything with their phone. So I feel like every night as I scroll through Instagram, I see another stabbing someplace. A lot of times in New York on the subway. What is going on?
Yeah.
You think this is something new or we're just seeing it more?
Haven't heard the calls yet for common sense knife control.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Once they take the guns. Then they'll come after. Then we'll all be using plastic knives and forks. It's so weird. When Alonzo and I were in Asia for New Year's, we flew Asian Airlines. And you actually get real metal knives and forks when they give you food on the plane. I was like, oh, wait a minute. They're handing me weapons. Oh, my God. It's so scary. What if somebody takes one of these forks and attacks the flight attendant? You know, in Asia, it just doesn't seem like that happens as frequently. Culturally, I mean, don't get me wrong. We could go through history book after history book where there have been slaughters and bad things that have happened in Asia. I'm not whitewashing that. But just in general, it doesn't seem to be as hostile. And maybe, you know, I keep coming back to, we need to come up with ways not to create damaged people, right? What is that old phrase? It's a lot easier to take care of someone and stop something bad from happening than it is to fix a broken person. I'm not sharing the quote correctly, but the thought is, if we invest on the front end and we take care of children and we are careful in how we raise a generation of people, that is time and money well spent, because you're probably never going to fix the person when they're screwed up and broken. And I'm kind of embarrassed by this, because this is my generation. You know, I'm 53. A lot of you are probably in that age group with me, where this is where we're supposed to be running the society, and the end result reflects on us and our values and our judgment. And so far, I don't think the verdict is looking real good for us. Do you? I mean, you know, financially, culturally, it just seems to me that we're creating a generation of really troubled people. Is my perception wrong? It's more people than ever who are mentally ill and kind of screwed up. What is that? Is that, you know, that guy Zuby, we had him on the air, who is, I think he's really interesting. Remember Zuby? It was Zuby Music. He's a rapper. And before he got big, we had him on the show because I was following him on Facebook and Instagram. And I thought, this guy, he really cuts to the chase. He's really seems to have his stuff together. I think he's British, maybe. He speaks with an accent, which is always interesting when you have somebody on the radio who is from another culture. But he has posted several times in the last couple of months, how's this experiment with no fathers in the family going for you? Not real well. And can we sober up and just say that that has been a failure? That this whole idea of, oh, you know, you don't need two parents. And I'm not knocking you if you're working your butt off to try to hold your kids in place and to make a living and to survive. I'm not beating up on you. I'm not denigrating you on the radio. I'm just saying, can we acknowledge that this in mass is not working real well? The nuclear family, and there are different types of nuclear families. You know, Alonzo and I would like to be a nuclear family. It's the reason that I'm in a relationship. It's a lot more fun to just kind of go play the field. But let's be honest, having a nuclear family in a committed relationship that's the building block of a stable society. And for some reason, we've just kind of let that go or rejected that. I don't think it's working out for us. So, you know, maybe we should contemplate recalibrating real fast as a society. Thursday morning, it's March the 28th, 2024, 8:10 now. I'm John Reed, and we're glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. Now, speaking of the building blocks of society, this kind of worked out real well, right? The Boy Scouts of America. I'm an Eagle Scout. I was in the Boy Scouts from probably age 8 to 18, so 10 years of my life is very important, fundamental appreciation for America and the values of Western civilization and leadership skills. I really, really value the time that I spent in the Boy Scouts, even today when it's well in the rearview mirror of my life. And I can't tell you that I love everything that has happened in the last 20 years in the Boy Scouts. I mean, I can argue with somebody about everything. But I think fundamentally this is one of the organizations that has helped to create a strong American society with strong Western values. How many other groups that are out there that are still talking about the telling the truth and being strong and clean and moral? Most groups can't do that anymore. Some churches don't even do it anymore. So I'm very pleased to be one of the people. I'm on the board of the Boy Scouts here in Central Virginia, the Heart of Virginia Council. And I really just think this is an important part of our culture that we can't let go. And the Boy Scouts are raising money in April. And I'm honored to have been asked to be the MC at their big dinner down at the convention center. And George McGovern is the executive who runs the Boy Scouts here. And he's with us this morning. I'm really excited to talk to you. I'm even more excited about the dinner. I've got it on my calendar, April 11th, right?
That's correct, John, and thank you for being the MC, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Yeah. Well, talk to me about the modern Boy Scout movement in Central Virginia. The numbers, are as many people involved in scouting as there used to be? You know, after COVID, I think it was kind of devastating for all groups and organizations. So have you all bounced back?
Yeah, we're in the process of bouncing back. As you know, COVID, about a year and a half, actually, the two falls where we weren't able to even go into the schools and talk to the kids and get information into their hands was devastating to a lot of youth organizations. But we're serving about 6,000 youth and 2,800 leaders here in Central Virginia. We've been coming back from that and continue to work to grow the movement and get information into parents' hands and then raise the money to support our projects and our programs that the kids do, our camp and our facilities. And the programs we're doing in the East End and Petersburg area are going extremely well, and we've grown those immensely in the last 4 years, even through COVID. But we're excited about the dinner coming up because we have Kyle Petty coming to speak.
I know we talked to him on the air. He was a great interview. I know him as a NASCAR great, but he seemed like a really cool guy when we were talking on the radio. Now I'm excited to meet him in person.
Well, he was neat. He has a scouting background. As you heard from the interview you did, I was listening to, and you did a great job. Thank you for that.
Oh yeah.
His mom was his den leader. This year, John, is sort of exciting. We in the past couple of years, we've had 400 people attend the dinner. This year, we're already at 520. We're still a couple weeks away. We expect to have close to 600 people there this year. So that's about 200 more yes responses than we've had. Our corporate sponsorships are up from 25 to 46 this year. So I think people, to get back to what you were speaking about earlier, the values that we hold dear, duty to God, duty to country, duty to others, you know, helping other people at all times, and then duty to self, where we place ourselves forth, servant leadership. And those values haven't changed in over 100 years. And I think the other thing we talk a lot about is the mental health of kids. And the Boy Scouts of America and our programs allow parents to participate with their kids, and they can go rappelling with them and shoot bows and arrows with them or camping with them and surround them with other good kids and friends and families. And that's a lot of what's being talked about now in mental health. And I feel like we're an answer to that, an answer to what parents are looking for. And we're grateful to that. And we feel good about our program, and we feel good about serving the young men and young women here in Central Virginia and the kids. So,
you know, I had wonderful Scout masters here, and I didn't appreciate it at the time how much they were sacrificing, how much of their, you know, how one weekend a month to go camping with a bunch of teenage guys. That's good. That's a big sacrifice. And then all of the summer vacations that they took with us to go camping. I had wonderful summers at Camp Brady Saunders out in Goochland, which is fantastic. So I can personally testify to how important that was to my development and the exposure to things that I wouldn't normally have been exposed to in a good way. Now, I want to ask you, I don't want to run out of time here. There's some people who are, you know, criticize the Boy Scouts, say, oh, you've gone woke. You're really, you know, you're one of the organizations that has abandoned some of the principles in the past. And I want to give you a chance to address that, because I do think that's a worry that some people have and has probably made a few folks back away. Well, what would you say if someone said that to you and you were out at a public event or something?
Yeah, so let me address that. But first, I want to also say to you, we have 2,800 wonderful volunteers who work with our scouts all the time. So I appreciate you mentioning your leaders, because we couldn't do it without these wonderful volunteers.
Oh, yeah, and they don't get paid anything. I mean, it's amazing.
No. But to address your question, you know, a lot of people have told me, your values are our values. Well, our values haven't changed, John. As I depicted earlier, our scout oath is still about God, country, others, and self. The 12 points of our scout law have not changed. Be prepared has not changed. All those values that we have and hold dear are still there. We are the Boy Scouts of America. We haven't changed our name, as some people think. We're not a co-ed program. We have girl troops and boy troops. The co-ed aspects of our program were workforce development and the venturing programs from the 1970s and the 1990s. That hasn't changed. We're still relevant. A lot of our kids go into the armed services, the academies, and things like that. But I think some people feel like maybe our tactics have changed, because in 4 or 5 years ago, we accepted girls, and about 17% of our membership are girls. Yeah. But I keep coming back to what you talked about earlier, which is character and leadership. And what's going on with young people today, the challenges they face, the mental health issues they face, and the Boy Scouts of America and what we stand for, teaching young people to make ethical and moral decisions over their lifetime, is outlined by the Scout Oath and Law, has not changed, John, for over 100 years.
Yeah.
And if people want to put their kids in a program where they can participate with their kids and be a part of their kids growing up, surround themselves with the wonderful leaders and mentors that we have, then we're their answer. And I think that's how I would address that question.
Well, I'm sold on it, as you know, and I'm very appreciative of this program being a part of my life. I think it's kind of made me who I am as a person, and has kept me from screwing up in some difficult situation. So I'm thankful for the Boy Scouts and for the volunteers and people like you here in the heart of Virginia Council. If you want to join us for the dinner on April 11th at the Convention Center downtown, sounds like it's going to be big. HOVC stands for Heart of Virginia Council. HOVC.org, Friends of Scouting Dinner. You can get the information there. And you know what? I got six more spots available at my table at the Convention Center. So you call over to the Heart of Virginia Council and let them know you want to sit at John Reed's table, and we'll try to work that out so that I can sell out my table. All these other people have been working hard for months, and I got to catch up. So thank you, George.
Thank you, John.
George McGovern, the head of the local Boy Scouts, the Heart of Virginia Council. Come on out. I think it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to the event and hopefully seeing some of you all at the dinner on April 11th with the Boy Scouts. Back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.